I'll call for Bianca Alder, please. And again, thank you very much for your presentation in a minute. Afterwards, Tyra Rudolph. Good evening.
Thank you again.
Welcome.
We can talk about this.
Can you give your name, please?
Bianca Albert. Was want to be community member. We can talk about this till we're blue in the face. We can yell no till we're blue in the face. I'm a product of the forestry. My dad came here 47 years ago, took my mom away. He brought her down to where he's from. And from there, we came to be half-breeds. And now I stand here again, and I stand against what my father came here for in the first place, although I'm a product of it. I just want to say there's never going to be, whether these roads go through or not, there's never going to be enough money. There's never going to be enough money for the people. Somewhere deep inside, there is a fear. I hear that fear. I feel that fear from the people, because there has been times in the past that we have opposed projects and somehow they still went through on some way, by with some conditions, with some modifications, enhanced. And what I mean by there's never going to be enough money, the people know what they're going to lose. The people know. They might not have the right words to express it, but they know. These roads, yes, they will help the Teleman that are on those territories for now. It will assist them. It will make it easy for them to go back by the means, by using those roads. But that would also be short-lived, because it's not going to be there for long. Yes, they said they don't plan on crossing the Broadback. But what's going to happen when we're gone? The ones that say no today. When it's our kids that are faced with the same situation. We all know history repeats itself, right? So why would it change now? I stand here, although I mentioned that I'm a product of the forestry mixing. I don't think these roads. I say no to these roads. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Albert. Any comments?